Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 18, 2026. A proposed state income tax cut could provide relief as well as risks. And Beverly is considering its next trash hauler contract. Afternoon clouds, breezy, mid-30s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:33 a.m. and 11:55 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that a proposal to cut the state's income tax rate would save taxpayers an average of $1,250 a year, but would force the state to make deep cuts to offset the loss of revenue, according to a new report. Inching toward the November 3 ballot is a proposal by the Massachusetts High Technology Council, Pioneer Institute, and other groups to gradually reduce the state's flat personal income tax rate from 5% to 4% over 3 years, beginning on January 1, 2027. If approved, the tax cut would mean an additional $1,250 a year per household, on average in savings, according to a report released Wednesday by Tufts University Center for State Policy Analysis. But the report's authors said the tax cut would also substantially limit the money available for state programs, reducing income tax revenues by 19% and total tax revenue by roughly 10%, or $5.1 billion by 2030. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, Beverly is exploring trash and recycling hauler options ahead of its contract with Republic Services expiring on June 30. Beverly has posted a request for expressions of interest that potential haulers are expected to respond to in the next few weeks, a process that could lead to the city keeping Republic or choosing a different hauler. The new contract with a hauler will begin July 1. Some residents have called on the city to end its relationship with Republic following last summer's strike by Republic union workers. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, 8 tenants were displaced from a multifamily home on Rainbow Terrace following a house fire early Tuesday. Authorities said no one was injured in the fire. The fire department responded to a call at 1:15 a.m. at a four-unit home on 29 Rainbow Terrace. The fire, which was knocked down in about 10 minutes, was contained to the basement of one of the units, according to Salem Fire Captain Wayne Silva. Heavy smoke, however, resulted in 3 adults and 5 children being displaced from the building. And itemlive.com reports that for the fourth year in a row, Ardash Venkanagari has won the Item Scripps National Spelling Bee Eastern Massachusetts Regional Finals. The event was held at Lynn City Hall on Tuesday night and marked the 40th year the Item has hosted the event. It was also the very first time that the Real Project, a literacy-focused nonprofit organization, has sponsored the event. Venkanagari, a seventh grader at Raymond J. Gray Junior High School, won the award with Hordeolum. I think that's what it is. Hordeolum, which means style. To prepare for the event, Venkanagari told the Daily Item that he had to obviously study a lot of words and practice thanks to the help of his parents. 4 years in a row, and he's a seventh grader. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Salem State baseball team beat Vassar 11-0 yesterday in Florida. Now the Vikings are at 2-3. The past weekend, former Newburyport High 3 sports standout Olivia McDonald had a big game for Colgate University lacrosse. McDonald scored the game-winning goal in overtime to lead Colgate to an 11-10 win over American. McDonald is a sophomore at Colgate. In pro sports, the Bruins lost 3-2 in overtime to Montreal last night. They'll host Winnipeg tomorrow. The Celtics off last night will host Golden State tonight. And the Red Sox beat the Braves 4-3 yesterday in Florida. Today they take on the Yankees at 1:05. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.